Absolutely. And you know what? Listen, this is how we do it on the startup. We don't stop. We just push forward and we say, you know what? There was a pandemic. F it. We're gonna push forward, right?
Yeah.
And how I do that, I bring my badass friend Alicia Antonio.
Yeah, what up?
I bring Cody from Hell's Kitchen Season 19. Ooh. I bring Joe B from Symposium App.
Yeah, Joe
from Symposium.
And
everybody.
Sean Antonio's on his way.
He's
so
late.
He's on. You know how that goes, Alicia. He's a badass.
That's my husband.
That's her husband. So you guys, listen. I'm so excited to have you, Cody. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's nice to finally meet you in person.
It's a pleasure.
The last time we met, you gave me one of the best interviews that I've ever done.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I concur.
You do? Okay. Yeah. You know, that's really flattering because I just started this in 2019 and I have no idea what I'm fucking doing and I still don't.
That's how we do.
That's how we do.
My business model is to fail publicly but in style.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I like that.
That's nice.
I don't know if you're failing though, dude. I think you're pretty awesome.
You
should
have seen me try to skateboard the other night. That was some failing for sure. My wrist.
There is video footage.
Oh, there is.
Is that the band-aid?
That's what it is.
All right, you guys. So let's jump right into it. Cody, under your chair, let's handle this first. Under your chair, you've got some goodies.
I've got gifts.
It's like an Easter egg hunt in reverse. It's like you survived COVID, you got gifts. And I think you guys have something as well.
Dun, da, da, da.
Let's check this out.
Yeah, what's going on in here?
So
what is going on in
you've
here?
You've got all kinds of things.
Okay.
Let's go with the cookie dip thing. Oh, well, you got that up first.
No,
everybody's red bag is different, so Cody's cookie dip is what we want.
Ooh.
Is this mine,
though?
That's for you at home, for the family. Let's do the cookie book dip bag.
Yeah, what are you doing?
So
it's like Christmas.
Shout out to Zakiya from the Cookie Dip Company. She has provided... That's
whom I just met, right?
That's,
right.
That's what you do with tissue paper.
Do you not do this?
No, I'm ashamed that
You're
I don't.
Like more of a salmon in the purse kind of
the shade of it, guys.
Whoa.
Like, so the cookie
Sean's
dip.
Sean's going to be so disappointed. He's late.
Oh, he's going to.
Sucks to be him.
Isn't this cute? Open it all the way. Let's take it all out. Let's dip together.
Oh, my God.
So you guys.
I dip, you dip, we dip.
The Cookie Dip Company comes in different flavors.
Oh,
it's female black owned, in case that, you know, you care about that, which is always a beautiful thing.
We
want to support.
Support women in business.
Yes.
100.
Look at all these flavors. Mango chili, pistachio, which I told her I love pistachio.
Yo.
And then you dip it with the cookie. So let's try that.
I'm just busy being hella overwhelmed over here.
You got all kinds of cookies, Cody.
Oh my God.
Wait, did you guys know that cookie dip was a thing?
No.
Like, I think they made it a thing.
I do now.
I feel like I dreamed about it one time.
Joe. Joe did.
Joe coming in.
Yeah.
Well, Joe drove all the way from Vegas, so why we're cookie dipping, why don't you tell us about Symposium App, Joe?
Wait, how come I have to be the one who eats last?
Yeah.
You can come. All right, fair enough.
Are we tasting these or are we just
Let's do it. Let's do it. What flavor are we doing?
Oh, my gosh. I've got vanilla bean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing. Because I'm so vanilla.
You're anything but vanilla, girlfriend. You got flavor. I saw you with your hair wrap. So you guys, let me give a shout out to the sponsors while we're doing this.
Yes.
Shout out to Michael Silberg Family Wines, the Cookie Dip Company, and Nordic Delight.
Yes, guys.
Now, before you do this, Cody, reach into this bag and take the yellow thing out. Reach inside. Reach inside the bag.
It's like fucking Christmas.
It is. I always bring gifts. Go in here, and there's something from Bali, Indonesia in there that you can use to eat your cookies with. From Nordic Delights.
Oh my God.
Isn't that cute?
What?
Hold that up to the camera.
No.
Let's give a shout out to.
Oh my God.
Isn't that cute?
You.
So the owner, Loda, she's got Swedish vibes.
Oh, I got t-shirts.
So it's like a Swedish.
This is really, really cute.
Isn't it cute?
This is really cute.
It's all yours, boo.
Cody loves spoons.
Oh, I
a spoonful
love
of sugar.
Yeah.
Spoons.
He's the spoon god.
And that's absent, but that's for later.
Flip god.
This is absent?
Mm-hmm. I think you could put that on some salmon in your purse.
I heard absent goes great with cookie dip.
Oh, now you're just trying to turn up, Joe.
It's a
This is one of the best things I ever have in my mouth.
How does that taste?
It's amazing.
Let's try the pistachio.
What did you do?
Butter
what do you have over there, Alicia?
I did vanilla.
Isn't that cute? I made that.
Oh, butter. Hello. Butter toffee bourbon. Is that
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not talking about me enough right now, okay? Do you see these bowls? Is this a cup? Who knows?
I'm going to be caressing those.
You can put whiskey in it,
I didn't get one of those.
Look what it says on the front.
You can put whiskey in it?
No, you can easily drink absinthe.
Cook?
You can drink absinthe right out of that thing.
What does that say?
You can dip your cookies
right
in that.
Now, bro. What does it say? Cook, connect, contribute. Ooh,
wow.
I love that.
She's badass.
I'm going
contribute.
To apologize.
That's a good one.
For everybody watching on the live stream or on our Instagrams. Hi,
guys.
Hi, Instagram.
We're so sorry to do this to you, but like...
What up with the pistachio?
No, sorry,
Cody,
no.
Let's see what you think.
I'm hella not sorry.
Mm-hmm. I think it's lemon.
Damn, you should have bugged me and I would have not eaten so much lunch before
you guys,
I came here.
If you're having a party, a birthday party,
course tasting menu.
Call the cookie dip company and get it. You can even make a pyramid of cookie dip and that could be like your birthday cake.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, hit it with like a small bowling ball. Hopefully it don't break.
This is great.
I'm
this
so
be
happy
great.
This exists.
Right? Me too.
I was, yeah. Like when she was first describing it, I was like, not necessarily on the fence, but I was like, how is this going to play out?
How would it not be popular at a party?
I was going to say,
it has to.
Like, for parents.
She's brand new.
But for parents, mm-hmm. let me tell you. We were talking about this today. Like, anything you can do to make parents' life easier is a win in my book. We'll pay whatever.
True.
We don't even care. Like, it's $1,000? Sure, yeah. Get me two.
Just let me have a shower today.
Yeah.
So,
I'll take it all.
Let's jump into it, Cody.
Wow. Okay.
So, you were on... You were on, here, let's see, we've got a caller, hold on. Hello, is this Loda?
Maybe.
Hi, Marie.
Oh, it's Loda!
What up, Loda?
This is the lady
Hi,
that
Loda.
Made this.
No, what? Yo,
oh,
these
thank
are the
you.
Cutest. Oh.
Shout out, Loda, it's Nordic Delight.
I don't know if it's a cup or a bowl, but I am gonna find out.
It's a coal.
It's like,
How's it going over there?
First. Not my best work.
You know, you have a new friend in Indonesia now.
Loda, absolute pleasure. Yeah. Can't wait to meet you in person. Yeah. What are you doing right now?
Come over to Asia. Come over to Bali. Right now.
Bali. Even better. Let's go.
Down.
I'm ready.
I'm a terrible surfer, and I want to go be terrible there. That sounds like so much fun.
Catch a wave.
Yeah, catch a wave. Catch
you,
some
do
feelings.
You surf like you skate?
No, a little bit better than that, thank God.
So, Cody, tell us how you got on Hell's Kitchen. And how was that for you? We talked about it a little bit last time.
Sorry for the chewing. ASMR.
Yeah. Totally.
ASMR.
Yeah.
Tell them symposium. Everybody. Mainstream media, everybody. Mainstream media.
Boy, do I need it.
My friend Kat, she's good at knowing stuff. She turned me onto it. I've always been a fan of the show. And so she just kind of was like, hey, they're casting. Would that be something that you want to do? And I was like, fuck yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And how was it?
Yeah.
One of the hardest things I've ever done.
Yeah.
But
that's real talk though at the startup. We like to hear the real about what
it
is.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. It took a second for me to check my ego when I left of being like, that really was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Right.
But it also was one of the easiest in terms of like, you know how some jobs it's like, you know, 8 hours in a day can be droll and boring and you're tired. But you know, some jobs like Hell's Kitchen, for example, 20 hours a day, every single day. I wake up every single day, super excited for it. So,
and that's when you know
rewarding.
That's when you know you found your place,
your thing.
You're not worried about the hours. Mm. You're just getting it done, and you're kind of excited.
Oh, vibrantly filled with life.
Ooh, there's a title of your autobiography.
Yeah, I'm gonna steal that for the press release.
Go for it. You and your many book titles that you guys are gonna.
Oh, she's a beast. We're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, Sean's.
There's
gonna,
always a title.
Yeah, Sean's.
So Loda, you can relate to that, right? I mean, you've been in the kitchen. She owns many different businesses. Tell us about how that is in Bali, Loda.
Coming from Sweden and migrated to Bali 16 years ago, built up a business in hotel and now restaurant business. Yeah, it's you just work the hours you need to work, right?
Yeah.
To get business started and keep it going. There's no end, but you never have a boring Sunday. It's not like you're going to a boring work. You work for yourself, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those industries where the job just will get done. You know, it's not something where it's like, oh, what are we going to do? It's like, figure it out.
You know,
there's no options with stuff like that. So it's people that are good in the restaurant industry, I generally always vibe with because they're just such problem solvers.
And you mentioned that last time we spoke. I was like, why is he yelling? Why is it so intense? And you told me there's so many elements going on. I didn't realize the danger factor. I don't know why I didn't realize that it is that intense.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, you know, especially if we're talking about cooking, running a restaurant or anything like that, there's so many things that go into putting a plate in front of someone, you know, whether it's food cost, running a team, or just, like, making sure that all your components are solid. There's so many steps. So if it ever gets yelly, there's reasons for it.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily condone that myself, but I understand why it happens.
Well, you don't want the food to go bad. You don't want to, like, catch on fire. You don't want your weave to go up in flames. Uh-huh. You know, there's a lot.
That shit happens.
Cody has issues with his weave all the time.
Let's see your weave, Cody.
My beard weave, too? Yeah.
All right. Well, Loda, where can people find you when they come to Bali, or if they want to have some of your, you know, get some of your new bowls from Nordic Delights?
Can I have a look at that, please?
Yeah, where can they find you?
Yes. You can, from afar, you can't touch this. No, I'm kidding, I know where you live.
Loda's going to plug her Nordic real quick.
Please, yeah, what's up? Where can I find this? Where can people find this? Also, where can I have more of this stuff? That's the cutest bowl ever.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Cody. And, people. It's a Nordic Delight with two E, D-E-Light. I'm currently on Instagram and on Facebook. I'm just launching my new homeware product line with, of course, a touch of Scandinavian heritage in there with the clean lines and everything. So the bowl that you got is actually kind of an old mid-1400th century drinking cup in Sweden.
We love to drink around here at the startup.
Yeah, I drink.
You can use it as a measurement cup or drinking cup or have a meal. Good for hiking, camping, and it's all natural.
Yeah. I love the little.
I'm going to try to use it for everything. I'm going to make some cute food photos with this.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Loda. And we'll be seeing you soon. I'll be on your side of the globe for the pandemic film. And we'll be connecting really soon. Thank you so much for shipping this over.
Thank you, Loda. Absolute pleasure. Can't wait to follow all your stuff.
All right. All right, guys. That was Loda from Bali. I think it's like 5 in the morning or 4. I don't know what time it is.
Yeah, it's rough.
So let's slide over a little bit to Symposium. You just downloaded the app.
Now that I'm done eating.
Joe is in the house.
He's like, I can talk now.
You guys, we have Joe.
He's in a food coma.
He's like, what flavor did you have?
Oh, I had this butter toffee bourbon one.
Did you try the mango?
It's incredible. I honestly want to keep on eating, but I know what it sounds like.
Well, you've got abs. You can do it.
I don't want to do that to anybody, so I'm going to wait, like, you know, a while.
Joe, introduce yourself. Say your last name because I don't want to butcher it.
It's not Symposium.
It's not. It should be. He's got a tramp stamp.
I heard it's from Symposium.
It is. I love a Symposium.
Baumgartel. Joe Baumgartel.
Baumgartel. What kind of last
name?
You all
said the first try.
That's Swedish.
That's the sexiest name I've ever heard.
Ever in America.
You hear that, everybody?
Oh my God!
Marry me. you can have it too.
Hey everybody!
Yeah,
He has the most beautiful. You have a really cool eye. I don't know. He does that.
Just one though.
No, it's really cool. Look at
he's
his
got
eye.
A cool eye. Just one, guys. The other one is not cute.
No, look, he's got a cool eye.
You. Thank you very much.
He's got
I was born with pretty much two different colored eyes. One of my
it's
eyes
really
is,
cool.
Is that what was going on yesterday when I looked into your eyes? I thought I was drunk.
Oh, you're like a husky.
I've been told that. You know, there are worse dogs to be like. You know?
That's cool.
Oh, shit. The party is in the house.
Welcome.
You know, sometimes you have to wait for the party. Sit right there, Sean.
Yeah, but you can't have any of this. This is mine.
My wife.
Hug the wife. You guys, this is what it looks like in the startup business when you have a husband and wife team crushing it on every end of the planet. Yeah. One is in, you know, San Diego. One's in L.A. handling business.
Yeah.
And this is what it looks like. Sean, don't give me a hug. Don't give me a hug yet. I'll tell you why. Go ahead with that. It's so good to see you.
Cool.
I love you.
Cool pants gang. Just saying. What's up?
Oh, wow. Oh, no, we're all wearing cool pants.
I
mean,
no, I blew it.
Well, your eyes? Yeah.
You, the eyes make up for it.
You just got here right in time to hear about Symposium, because you host things, too. So, Joe, take it away and tell us what Symposium is.
Yeah, what did I just download?
It's a platform for experts, pretty much. So, you know, we're all self-learners at this point. We tend to get into, you know, courses online. We buy courses. We tend to not finish them. Right.
Yes.
We,
2%, right?
I mean, something like that. 2% of courses. I don't want to say it for sure because I don't want to be, you know, blamed.
Canceled.
I don't want to be canceled.
That guy can't do math.
I'm happy to be canceled. I'll say it for you.
But you know, we go on YouTube. We watch people tell us how to do things, and we have nobody to talk to about it. Really, I mean, a lot of times we're kind of out there, you know, in the open on our own. And
right.
The best thing, I think, for learning would be to just be able to talk to somebody about it. The problem is that there's, you know, platforms for learning all kinds of things, and it's not necessarily – the thing you like might be some really obscure thing, you know, and there's nobody who you can talk to about
it. Like underwater basket weaving.
Just like my college professor, that was the joke he made every single time. He's like,
always.
We could have an underwater basket weaving. Is that a thing? Like,
no, it's just a thing to be – yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
So a lot of lessons platforms, tutor platforms, these kinds of things that exist where you can talk to somebody, there's a limited – you know, there are limited options as far as who you can talk to and about what.
May I see that?
Yeah, sure. This would be for you, if you were a provider, if you were a service provider.
So, for instance, Sean Antonio does life coaching, and Cody cooks. So they would go on symposium, and instead of like streaming on another platform and then getting paid on PayPal or Venmo or something else, you guys are authorized through Stripe, and you can get your payment before you go on.
A marketplace where everybody can sell their services. You can sell
yourself.
You can sell casts. You can sell shows.
I have so many
questions and answers, but it's for everybody. You know, it's for all things. Everybody's allowed, and whoever is the best rises to the top.
Yeah. So let's lift that up. Can you show the viewers what it looks like? Symposium. Hashtag hire yourself. #Simployed. Mm-hmm. And Troy Roquis is one of my dear friends, and he founded the company with Joe. And he's out of Vegas as well. So you guys might know him. He moved in the host space at the Palms. He was a VIP host at the Palms back in the day.
Sean,
you might know Troy. You slid through the Palms a few times.
Sean's like, I know Troy.
Palms
133
times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You would count that. Yeah.
Sleeping in the hotel in the hallway doesn't count for living there.
Holy shit, hi!
Hi, Sean! Hey!
I was going to say.
He's alive.
4.5 hours is coming up here. Like, God, guys, speed. Happened twice.
Yeah, Sean is never late. So.
No. Never late.
No, I don't think you're late. You were right on time.
You weren't in control, though.
Joe?
Yeah, that's exactly.
So, yeah, everything is handled in the marketplace for you. You could be, you know, you could provide any service really that's live. It could be a cast. It could be a call. Mm-hmm. But you know, the thing is that it's discoverable in the marketplace. You're available. You're easily found, which is something that a lot of people who are giving lessons right now really don't have. And it's also your business completely, and it's free.
It's free, you guys.
It's free.
Do you know how?
So you accept payments. Your calendaring is handled. If people don't show up, you still get paid. If you don't show up, they don't pay, and you don't have the problem, the hassle of returning the money to them. Yeah. That kind of stuff. It handles all these things for you. Makes it easy for you to meet with people and entertain
for that. Like I would say, like, you know, when I first started cooking, you know, if you wanted to learn something new, you had to find someone that knew how to do it or find a book and then try to make it. Whereas now it's like, you know, for a while now, you could literally Google anything and find exact stuff. And I think that transition has made like intelligence less special, and it's more so because it's so available now.
However,
interesting.
When you Google and you get these answers,
you
get something that's really meant to be a sales item, really. You know, this is why recipes have the big long thing in the beginning, because it's just you SEO me to the top, so you read my recipe, so you get to my ad, right? Mm-hmm. And the information there is not necessarily being put. We don't know who the heck is putting it there most of the time. It could be anybody. They might know this. They might have just copied and pasted it from someone else. So that way they get your traffic and they sell their ad.
Yeah.
It's way better if I could say, hey, I want to learn, how do I make this reduction? I'm having a tough time. Right?
Exactly.
And I can ask a person, I could even 5 minutes, take a second and save me hours of trouble sifting through ads.
And you're doing that already, and you might as well get paid and not have to jump from one platform to the next.
And actually, I was going
to
say, I noticed that with Cody's Instagram, like a lot of your fans will ask very specific questions like, hey, can you give me some advice on this particular thing?
Yeah.
So that seems like a really good medium for that.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, transitionally, it's like now that, in my opinion, it's, you know, intelligence is easy to acquire. It's just what you do with it now.
Yeah.
It's like
how you apply it.
And so the need to have something that's more in depth, more personal, because like you're saying, it's like you might find a video on reductions or something like that, but it might not be specifically what you're having trouble with. So it's like being able to ask someone a legit question, like
the thing that is stopping you. Yeah, the thing that makes you stop and become one of the 2 or 6% that doesn't finish the course, right?
Yeah.
It might have been one little thing. And if somebody just answers it for you, they save you all that trouble. Keep on moving.
Keep on moving and book the next one. I think we need to set up a date where you launch and do something. We'll have to talk about it.
I would love to do that. That'd be great.
I just downloaded the app right now. So
great.
You guys go on Symposium.
Yeah, check out Symposium.
Plug it, Joe, and then we're going to get to Sean. Go ahead and plug
Symposium.us. SYMPOSIUM.US. Or just Google Symposium and you'll find it.
And what's the meaning of the word symposium? I looked it up, but I think it's genius you named it. Do you know what the meaning is?
Well,
of course
symposium.
You do.
Symposium.
I just liked it.
Quiz.
I was really hoping he was saying, like, nah, I don't actually.
Right.
No idea. Is part of my last name from Symposium?
No. It's a family name. family.
Yes, family thing. It's an old Greek word. It was an event where people got together and discussed issues of the time or philosophical questions or anything rhetorical, mathematical, anything of thought. And while they did it, they got drunk.
Well, this is the right crew for that.
It was a very fun place to exchange ideas.
We have
it was like, you know, if everybody at the bar were just sitting there talking about, you know, ways to move the world forward. That's
isn't that timely, everybody? If so,
I think we need more of that in the world.
Amen, sister.
People drinking, getting together. Yes.
And by the way, we're going to get to Sean Antonio, but I just want to...
Talking about moving the world forward.
Yeah,
and I just want to circle back to Sean in just a moment, but the last time I saw you, we were literally here in another building, and it was before the world shut down, and you had launched a shoe from Italy.
March 10th.
Tell everybody, March 10th.
Yeah.
What was that?
No, it was March 8th. It was International Women's Day.
It was.
Last year. And we were talking about outside because I'm like, wow. This is like full circle for me because literally doing your show was like my last real world pre-pandemic thing. And then that very next week, I was like, I have no life. So like, I look at it like, yeah, I was in the studio and then the world just went to shit.
It's crazy. But I'm glad to kick it back with you and set the energy.
Yeah.
You guys, if you've ever been to L.A., if you've ever been to Vegas, if you've ever been to Miami, if you've ever been anywhere cool, you know this man.
You know my husband.
He needs no introduction. He is Alicia's other half. Is that what we're saying? Her husband, her love, her flame. Sean Mother Effin Antonio. Give it up for Sean. Sean, lean into this mic, baby.
Oh, perfect. Got it.
How are you?
Extraordinary. Like, it's been a crazy, I'll say it's been a crazy July for us where everything shifted. The amount of gratitude Alicia and I have, and we have Cody and Joe, great to meet you, right? Like, but like, the amount of gratitude we've had the past month has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
So we're on fire. We're clear. We're concise.
So are you the fire series or?
Yeah. Hashtag fire series. Look it up. It's me.
You know, I couldn't actually find any of Sean's books because he keeps giving them away. I brought mine, but I was like, we don't have any in the house because he's just giving them to people.
That sounds like Sean.
Yeah. Lighting those fires.
For you guys who know me, I'm Sean Antonio, life coach, extraordinaire, motivational speaker, author. For you guys who have met me before, Monique and I go back 21 years. We used to cast TV shows together. Blind date, TV show, me.
We were sledding it all over town to cast people.
I was in San Diego. I had flashbacks in San Diego. I was like, oh, dude. San Diego, oh my God, remember that.
What?
I change lives. I speak four languages. I coach people in four languages.
Whatever.
I do a bunch of cool shit where people just get their life out of talking to me. So I was in San Diego for a bachelor party, hence my being late. Sorry about that, guys. So for me, to answer your question fully, is being present in the moment is why I'm here. That's it. And one of my best friends on the planet, my fucking everything is here.
Wow.
You know, like, my everything is here, so.
You're a unicorn?
Yeah, she's beyond that.
But, some dude we might become friends with.
I don't know.
I think you kind of love.
Brand new friend.
Yeah,
brand
Joe B's in the house.
Husky Joe.
Yeah. Cool guy to eat cookies.
Cool
with.
Eyeball Joe.
Maybe drink
absinthe
with you.
Cookies and absinthe.
Sean, it's really great to hear you speak your intro outward, and it grows so much. And I love it because you must have five phones like I do because you have 85 Instagrams because you keep growing your effing brand. And here on The Startup, we believe in that. You're always starting up something new and starting up to the next level, and you should have multiple income streams. If I learned anything in the pandemic, eight now. Not seven income streams, eight.
I mean, at
Symposium
least.
Can help you foster that.
Yeah,
talk to us about that. The ones
that
are winning?
I'm one of them.
You're
have eight income streams.
You're part of the day.
As of today.
The ones
as
that
of
are
just
winning.
Now.
So you're they.
So, speak on that, Sean.
So here's what. So means life coach.
Yeah, I think we're in they too.
I get clear about like my revenue streams have to be multiple. Being a life coach. So life coaching is my one, right? So people pay me per hour, right? That thing. And then people pay me for my books. They buy my books worldwide. Like there's that, right? In all the countries around the world. It's awesome. So that's number two. Number three.
Online school.
Online tools. I have an online school, Teachable platform. Sean Antonio, look it up. You'll see that.
Nice.
So I have my online courses. I have six courses on it right now, five courses.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can buy that, right?
Yep.
And then there's also me speaking personally wherever around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's four, right?
Crypto. That's another
and,
good one.
We have crypto. Sometimes. We're missing crypto and all that stuff.
Right.
So there's that. And then I barter deals for people who want to do cool shit. So people who want to build restaurants, who want to... get their company funded for a TV show. Or
because
a
Sean knows everybody.
Everybody
it's
right?
true. You have
and it's
to
just
know.
Connecting
so
dots.
I broker stuff, right? So I broker people's things, and it works out really well where I get a percentage of like what they brokered the whole night. So I do that too. For me, the pandemic taught me to sit the fuck down. It taught me to sit the fuck down and like stop and breathe and be here.
Right.
So I realized that we were so busy chasing that thing, whatever that thing was in life, right? Whatever it was. Mm-hmm. The pandemic taught me to just sit down, focus, and get clear about, like, what can my brand, my Sean Antonio name brand, build?
Right.
True. Because it also has to, you have to have that hustle and you have to be growing your brand. But also you kind of want to cut the fat and not just, because sometimes you bring in this other stuff like, yeah, I'll do this. And you say yes to things. And that's, I think, what it taught us.
Overcommitting yourself.
Yeah, we're like, do all these things. And we're like, no.
Same. Same. Because you want to make it right for everything.
Yeah. Do these things that are part of your core business.
Yeah. Great advice.
And yeah, I mean, I think that's what's really
keep it lean
for us. Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that?
We simplified. Yeah. We got really simple about life. We got really clear. And we're like, I'm a life coach, and back then when we declared this, she's like, I'm an author.
Yeah.
I'm a writer. Right. So once you get clear about that, all the other stuff started to happen. And
branch
then
off.
We got really clear about, okay, focus on that. Because we had so many things, especially here in Los Angeles, where we're all like, hey, juggling 15 balls, do this thing and do that thing, and like, focus.
So, and getting to that real quick, Alicia, Sean, tell people about when we were hitting pounding the pavement and casting everywhere and pulling people in. Those, I say sometimes, those pebbles on your path build to where you're going.
Yeah.
So all those pebbles that we've been gathering, speak on that specifically about what the tools you've got in your toolbox from those experiences for now.
So what was cool about that is back in 2000, 2001, 2002, like three
I think
years
so.
I remember exactly. So it was May 8th, 2002, I wrapped up my time coaching, not coaching, but working for Blind Date.
Right, that's where we met.
I learned the art of engagement and people and connection and follow-up, right? So I meet people at San Diego Street Scene. I walk around and cast every race possible of guys and girls and say, hey guys, I'm Sean from the TV show Blind Date. They're like, oh, right, grab their number and then be like, hey Cody, I'm call you tomorrow. And then my morning was get up, meditate. I used to meditate back then, kind of, sort of. Now I'm better at it. But I get up and I'd call, hey Cody, remember me, Sean, last night? We watched the Houdini show.
Right.
Hey man, come into LA on Tuesday at 8 o'clock or whatever time it was. Come in and then meet them like that. So it taught me to just be really engaging, have the art of follow through, persistence, and like getting out of my head about what people thought about me.
That is effing key. Get out of your own way when you're starting a business, and you got to deal with your childhood shit because we're all effed up.
Your shit. That's why I specialize.
Because it projects into your business, right?
You're going to get a lot of no's. You know what I mean?
No's are awesome. Fall in love with a no. Everyone, fall in love with no's.
Yeah.
Fall in love with no's.
Well, because I used to work in corporate sales, right, once upon a time, and it's like, you get 99 no's before you get a yes, and you can't take that personally.
Not at all.
And when you're getting a paycheck from someone else, it's a little bit easier to weather that storm. But when you're, you know, working for yourself and you're just getting no, like it can be really demoralizing, and you have to find a way to kind of grow a thick skin and just push through it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't reflect on you at all. That's just the business.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I'm writing, finally finishing one of these books, but I've got so many chapters, all the experiences starting.
I know somebody who can help you with publishing.
I think I know. She's a badass. She's got some books here. She's gonna plug in a moment.
When she talks, I just fall more in love.
God! You know, boundaries, business boundaries, right? So, like, having you and I touched on boundaries, and you said you set it up in the beginning.
Yep.
So it all goes into your psychology and everything that you've been through. But yeah, you just have to set your boundaries for yourself and for them and stick to it.
I say this to my clients all the time about, I want to hear that, Cody, too. But what I train my clients on is training people how to treat you. But we train our environment. We train people how to speak to us, how to operate with us, what our boundaries are, the whole nine. Like, even me showing up late today is so not my norm, right? But so we train people how to speak to us,
right,
where our lines are. I call it a line in the cement, not a line in the sand. Because a line in the sand can be pushed, right? But a line in the cement is like, hey, this is how I roll, and if you're gonna be in my life, this is how we're gonna dance. It's a dance.
What do you think about that dance, Cody? That's a good idea.
I'm pretty bad at dancing. No, I was gonna say, like, one thing they both do well that's like really important to me is, like, I always say, like, ecosystem. Like, my ecosystem is really important, and, you know, putting that positivity where it's like, don't ever burn a bridge kind of a thing. Like, you're always really nice to everybody, so, like, especially when you're juggling a lot of balls, you know, like, whatever. It's really, really easy to remain consistent when you're consistent with everybody. And it's like that.
I like that.
Just, it comes back so often.
You know, what do you think about that, Joe? You guys built a tech app. That's hard shit. And it's also, you know, half minority owned, right, Troy? And so he's a veteran as well. Those are other obstacles for people. But how did you guys push?
You're a veteran?
Troy is. He's the other half. Yeah.
My partner.
Yeah. So the question is, how did you push through, you know, any challenges in the beginning? What, like, jewels in your toolbox could you give someone that's building a tech app right now?
Blinders. know, keep blinders on. You just, I don't know what makes people get up and do things every single day. I see some people who do it. You know how to tell somebody what, how to become a person who just gets up and does things every day. I'm just a person who gets up and does the same thing every day. I don't mind banging my head against the wall. It never, never bothered me. Yeah. So from the very beginning, it's been, well, just fun. You know,
have fun.
It's just fun. I like what I do, so I just do it all the time. You know, I've been fortunate to be that way most of my life. You know?
Nice.
Always just get up and do what I want to do.
What can I ask you a little bit deeper? Why is that way that for you? Like, why are you that?
Get
way?
Into the mic here, Sean.
So why are you that way? Thank you. Mm-hmm. So why are you that way?
I pick things that are interesting to me, and when something's interesting to you, you never stop finding out more about it. You know, you go deeper and deeper and deeper. There's always something more to know. And I don't think a lot about what other people think or anything like that. I'm just concerned with what I'm doing, and I try to stay in the moment all the time.
So you're saying really good advice. Are you saying that you find your thing, you do your thing, and then you focus with your blinders and you get consistent?
It would be
so it's
good.
Discipline, right?
Well, it is. It's a lot of discipline. It's an everyday thing.
I'm asking because I want them to hear this.
There's
a
rule I made for myself a long time ago when I was unproductive in my teens, which was every single day.
Stop doing drugs, Joe.
No. Yeah, it was stop doing drugs.
Stop doing drugs.
Or less
than
16
year old. Don't do drugs. No.
Take the productive one.
It was so simple. You know, right now I'm doing absolutely nothing, I feel like, is how I felt at the time, right? Mm-hmm. So what if I just do one thing a day that I feel good about, that I feel like I did something that got me further?
Tool, ladies and gentlemen, tool.
One thing a day. And so if you're on this path, right, and even if it's, I've told people before in other things, you know, even if it's for 5 minutes that you do this thing that's important to you and was important to you yesterday, right, then you're going to keep on moving forward. And you're going to keep that consistency and it'll build up and build up and build up. No matter what, in my day, even if I'm on vacation, there's going to be at least one thing in that day that I do that pushes everything forward.
That's really key. And to stay consistent, pick one thing that you know you'll do, because don't commit to something that you can't keep doing. And then when you do that, you're going to find that you're attracting the tribe to you, because they're attracted to that consistency and what it is that you're doing. Feeling good is important, don't you think?
And it's a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice.
Cody, speak on that.
Well, people ask me that, like, how do you stay positive? And it's like, I say that I choose happiness. You know, it's like whether or not it's an on and off switch, I actively walk towards it. You know, and it's you know, words are powerful. It's just saying that out loud helps me stay very on track. Have you ever wanted to give up? Has there ever anything that's like shaken you?
I'm not a morning person. I pretty much want to
I want to give up on getting up in the morning.
I want to give up before coffee and then after coffee. Great.
I think
but seriously,
I see your Instagram. You're up. You're doing drives in the morning.
We were up till 6 this morning.
Now I'm up at 7:38. Like, yeah. I'm up. I'm the early
you guys
guy.
Are.
So she's
you're beasts.
Yeah. I make coffee at midnight. That's what I mean, Alicia.
Oh really?
I got a text from her at 5:48 a.m.
Yeah. Hey.
Everybody wants to give up sometimes, and I think that it's important to try to look at other people sometimes, you know, people who have done things that you respect and see how they manage that kind of stuff. I mean, look, Elon Musk talks about when he was trying to release the Model 3 and they just could not get it going. He tried to sell the company, tried to get away.
Yes.
You know, he tried to get out, and now here he is.
Here he is.
Was richest man in the world. Well, he is from day to day. We never know, right? Everybody wants to give up sometimes, you know, but the thing is, was he really giving up? No, he was trying to sell the company and make money, right?
Shifting, transitioning.
And while he was doing that, he didn't stop with the whole manufacturing line. He didn't stop with what he was doing. He just kept going, and then it turned out that he didn't have to sell it, or nobody wanted it at the time because they weren't seeing what he was seeing, and now he is where he is. You can think I'm going to give up, but you just can't give up.
And you know what? And that's a good point, because Anthony Bourdain didn't see success till after 40. So you know what, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Get to work.
Oh, yeah. It's the same with books, too. I mean, they talk about it. They're like, you know, as published authors, most people don't find success until their 30s and 40s.
Yeah. Speaking of books.
Yeah.
What you got there, Alicia?
Oh,
what
you got? Ladies and gentlemen, Alicia Antonio.
Yay! Yay!
You got a book.
We like to hype each other. I really love the cover of that one. I think I've seen it before.
It looks like Where's Waldo or like a Curious George. That's what it
reminds me.
Oh, that
one?
This one?
Yeah.
Tell us what you got going on in this.
Yeah, so because I think last time I was here, I just had a couple of them.
You had that one on the bottom, which I love.
I had these two. Yeah, so these. I just published this one last time. Since I saw you last, I published this one. So this one is probably the one I'm most proud of.
Let's plug each title, okay?
Yeah, okay. So the first one was, it's a children's bedtime story called The Land of Nod, which is a play on Robert Louis Stevenson's classic story, obviously. I wrote that for Viva because she's terrible at going to sleep.
I'll draw to Viva.
Yeah, Viva! They're little munchkin. They're little munchkin.
I have no idea where she got that trait. She's and then I had discovered that I was something called a highly sensitive person. Ooh. So, yeah, so I wrote this. This is more of like a coffee table book for like teens and highly sensitive people. It's just, I don't know.
It's called Sometimes I Drift Away.
Sometimes I Drift Away. Thank you. I thought I said it, but, you know, I have ADHD.
I'm married to you now.
Yeah.
I speak Alicia.
Ooh. And then this one's just tongue-in-cheek. Shit I wish someone had told me when I was a teenager.
Nice. You know, that's a great title.
Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah. I need to hear. Can you read one or two?
Yeah, let's get an excerpt.
Well, I flipped straight to my favorite one. Okay, so think about this: one day you'll have to go to a lounge bar at the Golden Nugget in Vegas just to hear Justin Bieber sing his classics.
That's shit I didn't know.
Yeah. That might have stopped me in my tracks back then. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what that would have made you give up. You're like, all right, I'm done.
Everybody poops, it's still funny.
Oh,
yeah.
They do?
Everyone has a dream, go and get yours.
Nice.
What else we got?
We got a few.
Yeah, owning a house is overrated. I still kind of believe that.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. No gravestone ever read. That guy's spreadsheets were really something.
Right. Get from behind the desk, y'all. Yeah. Get outside. Yeah. Love it. Where can they get your books?
These are all on Amazon. You know, you can order them from bookstores, too. They're not, like, ranged in there, but you can pull them up. And then this last one, like I said, I run fast, you run faster. So, you know, our daughter Viva was born with congenital disabilities. And so kids were starting to notice in preschool that she was different. And so we had to have that conversation. So this actually started out, I just made, like, a PDF and laminated it and gave it to our teachers to like just read a book to the kids to explain disability. And then Sean will tell you, we got back at the end of the day and the teachers are in tears and they're like, this is the best book on disability we've ever read. And you know, because they have to have a curriculum obviously, and they're like all the other books suck, but you know, all the kids were asking and they wanted to read it again, and they're like, and we could tell that Viva felt really seen and included. And then,
like, why am I crying again?
So that's what you do for your child, huh?
So then I also sent it to a surgeon, so they started sharing it with their patients and stuff, and everyone was like, you need to turn this into a book. So I changed it a little bit to not only just talk specifically about Viva's stuff, but also, you know.
Let's
stuff.
Show a little picture there.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous, you guys. This is the epitome of, like, entrepreneur energies. I just love you guys. You guys are just giving me life, and you're stepping into all types of beautiful things.
Yeah.
You guys, shout out to Viva.
She's awesome. Cody. She's so good. So, but anyway, and the thing I love about this, so I donate 10% of net profits to Children's Hospital LA,
great,
who are so amazing. They, you know, her entire treatment team is there. They're so wonderful, and they've bought a ton of these books that they give to their patients and stuff too. So it's really cool. This one I'm probably the most proud of. And then I'm switching into YA, so I'm working on a YA trilogy right now.
Of course you are, darling. Yeah. We're going to have to get some of this in the Gifting Suite book, speaking of which, and I'll plug that a little later, but we're going to go back around the room and just see what you guys are working on next, and for our last 10 minutes here. Cody, before we do that, you know I'm going to ask you about the girl.
Oh, God. Here
you guys, did you guys watch Hell's Kitchen Season 19? There was a beautiful...
I
like that you like strong bitches.
Shout out to Mary Lou Davis.
She's hot. She's got style. She can cook. You guys could cook it in the kitchen. And you just like...
Is she watching? Hi, Mary.
Like
Hi, Mary.
A flame. Like a moth to a flame.
Hi, pretty girl.
You empowered her empoweredness, it seemed like. And we need more men like that. Because you guys say you want us to be badass, but then when we're badass...
They don't love it.
What up?
Some men do. It's a part of what people think masculinity has to be. Mm-hmm. You know, being a great leader, I would say, doesn't have to do with you being the person that's leading.
Mm.
You know, sometimes it can be helping, you know, and that's when they were like, everyone's always like, you really just jumped on her team and we're really going to do it. And I was like, yeah, why wouldn't I? And like, and I love that girl. But
we could feel it in the screen. Through the screen.
Yeah, I wanted her to win. Oh my God, I hella wanted her to win. Because at that point, you know, my time was done there. So I was like, what's the best me that I can be right now? And it's going to be for her. So.
Well, stop. What's the best me I can be right there? That statement. What's the best me you can be? Whoever's watching, listening, like Joe, myself, Alicia, Lamo, like
that's the question.
What's the best me you can be every fucking day, right? That's the question.
Yeah.
What an evolved question.
It took something for you to actually shift that and go, wow, okay, question on the show, I did this thing, and then, like, who can I support and elevate?
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Fuck yes.
Beautiful. He just had an aha moment, y'all.
I didn't know that about your mindset. That's a mindset thing. You shifted your mindset. You're like, okay, cool. I ended up number four, right? Number three.
Yeah, four.
Four.
So you ended up number four, right? And then you decided, you made a conscious choice, as Joe said, choice to be that person to elevate someone else.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's, bravo, dude. It was like the only option was yes, awesome. But the question came up, yeah. She's great.
She is
she's
great.
She's just one of the most honest and genuine people. And
Where are you guys going to do a show? I asked you last time because you know I'm a producer. So in my mind, we're going to produce this show, you and her. Would you guys come see? Let's get into his comments. Would you guys see a podcast with these two?
Yeah, we may or may not have something filmed already.
a sizzle reel. I love it. All right, what are you working on next? Where can people find you? Where can they follow you? We're going to go around the room because we have a few minutes left.
So I'm going to build a content creation company in the next 5 years. I have some big plans that I want to do to just kind of help everyone else. So I want to make my wings so I can apply them to other people. But I'm taking a break. A couple weeks ago, my dad had a stroke.
No.
Yeah.
What's his name?
My dad's name is Kid, but his name's William. He's an old rock star.
We're sending you some love, Kid.
Yeah, he's up there. He's up in an assisted living home right now. So, yeah, he had a stroke, and so I was about to move here to L.A. and start some stuff and found that out. And so I just packed up and drove 19 hours straight to make sure that my dad's okay.
Wow.
So I am going to start. I'm based in Oakland now. I'm going to start doing some pop-ups and stuff like that there.
Oakland's dope.
I'm from the north. California. Yeah.
Nice. There's flavor.
Having said that, though, Cody has a boss YouTube channel called The Tasteless Chef. You have to look it up. So he is still doing content creation. Definitely follow him on socials. God, do I have to do all this work?
Plug it. Plug it so we can go down the road here, guys. I could talk to you guys forever, but plug it so people can find him.
Yeah, so at Created by Cody, pretty much across the board, right? With Instagram, everything. So,
With a Y.
Oh my God! Yeah. I didn't even know.
So
I had
spell
to say
that out for the folks that aren't following.
I'm gonna let you do that.
Create the dyslexic person. Spell it out. Yeah, it's created by Cody. One word. So CREATEBYCODY. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Hey, it's my absolute pleasure.
Will you cook next time? I'll bring a little shabu shabu pot or something.
100%.
What up with that?
Absolutely. No,
you're lovely.
In. For anybody I care about, I clock in. So
you're lovely.
Yeah, you say it. I'll pull up.
Pull on up. Sean Antonio, what you got going next? 2 minutes, and then how do we find you?
Sean Antonio, look at SeanAntonio.com, SeanAntonio. I'm life coaching. I have a couple spots available. Waiting list is starting really soon. This summer, I'm up to taking all my people to the next level. So that's what we've been doing. And the summer goals are insane. So you can find me on that. I do motivational speaking randomly. Cody and I have a show every Tuesday, a mental health check-in on at Creative.
It's badass.
It's really good.
At noon. Every Tuesday, we have a different topic. We talk about it, and people from around the world check in. We've been doing it for a month now.
Yeah.
I think almost 5 weeks. This Tuesday, the 13th of July, will be 5 weeks. And it's also Mary Lou's birthday. She turns 30 on Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Mary Lou!
So you find me there. I'm also, my books are on Amazon. I have two books called Be the Beast You Are, July 20th. We made 4-year anniversary of that
book
coming out.
She said 2 minutes, Sean.
Okay. And
I love that book.
My second book is Having Amazing Relationships. You can look up Sean Antonio, Google on Amazon and find my books.
Just go to SeanAntonio.com. You'll find everything there that you need.
Sean,
follow us.
Sean with a S-H-A-W-N.
ASMR.
I'm always like this.
Sean, thank you for being here because you always are doing something that you're always going to the next level. You are the Black Abraham Hicks.
He's
the Black male Abraham Hicks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love Abraham.
She's amazing.
Joe B. from Symposium. What you got going next, Joe, and how can people find you?
Why are your eyes so pretty?
I know. This is a bromance in full effect.
From my mama.
Hey, mama.
Shout out to moms.
Mama B.
Oh. don't find me. Find Symposium. Symposium.us. Go there. You know, find the people on it. Be one of the people on it. Connect with others. You know, pass around knowledge. Pass around good entertainment. You know, I'm going to go back to Vegas. I'm going to sit at my computer, and I'm going to make things better for everybody on the platform every single day, all day long. That's what I'll be doing.
And you get paid for your get paid for your skills, guys. On Symposium, don't
skills to share.
You have somebody wants what you have learned. Mm-hmm. All those lemons you've gathered on your road. You made all this freaking lemonade. Get paid for your lemonade. Stop giving it away for free. Spike your lemonade.
Yes.
All right, you guys. I want to just say thank you so much for coming. Thank you to the Cookie Dip Company. Yes. Thank you to Michael Solberg Family Wines. We didn't drink today, but we love you. Thank you for Nordic Delights. Thank you for Symposium and Sean Antonio IQSAI. Love that, right?
SA Inc.
Yes, and Mama Poppin' Bottles. Who else? Am I missing anybody? Let me just show you guys real quick an update on the Pandemic Project documentary. We won our first Laurel, our first film festival in Toronto for best trailer in May. I didn't know what I was doing. And Gentry, Stanley, Christopher John, we did it, right?
Wow.
So we're almost done with the film, and we want to land in a film festival. So if you're part of that team and you're part of that energy and that effort, thank you so much for your support. And we will be coming to a film festival this year, and we'll announce that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, guys. And the international version of that is the Pandemic Film. I'll be in Europe next week. And if they let me in. I'm coming, bitches.
Watch out, everybody. Watch out.
She's coming.
How you kids?
There's still things. There's still things to see out there. We want to know. If you're an entrepreneur in Europe, you know how you've been. We're leaving the politics out. I want to know how your businesses have been going, how you've pushed through this time, and so we want to hear from you. So if you have a pandemic story, you're in Europe, Asia will be next. Europe is first. Email us at Cap Aquarius Media, or excuse me, DM me at Cap Aquarius Media. It's just CAP like Capricorn and then Aquarius Media together. Cap Aquarius Media at gmail.com. And what else? Oh, the gifting suite. We have the Emmys Week gifting suite, right? So we have some brands. If you have a brand, if you want to get in front of 100 celebrities, media, press, influencers, come to this event, showcase your product, get photograph assets, get video assets, and put that on your platform and push it forward. Get on Symposium and showcase everything. I think I covered it all.
Can we just give another round of applause for the Cookie Dip Company?
I mean, yes.
We started with sugar, and we just took it from the internet.
Oh, shout out to Absinthia for making Absinthe.
I'm going
to
chug that in a minute.
You guys, I'm just so excited to see you. And we're going to be doing this once a month when I'm back in the country. So once a month in studio, if you want to be here with us, follow me on Instagram, at Monique Leray Stinson, at The Startup with Monique Leray. Anything else?
Slow
final goodbye.
At Monique Leray Stinson.
At Monique Leray Stinson. You have to enunciate.
Oh, hang on. I didn't sew my shoes. I'm on.
Right here.
So cute, though.
These are the what you launched before we shut the world down.
No, look, they're dirty because this is my pair. But like,
those are cute.
They're so
they
cute.
Are really.
So yeah,
good.
I didn't even have my samples when I was here last time. I'm just like, I was just showing you like these shoes are badass.
But how did you do that?
Seller.
Real quick, in case someone wants to get into that business, you said you went online and it was a company from Italy, right?
Yeah. So there's a company called AliveShoes.com. You can start your anyone can start their own brand.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alive.
That's
Alive.
Smart.
She's strong.
Yeah. So my brand is called The Matriarchy. Yeah. So you can look them up. The Matriarchy Kicks on Instagram. So yeah. But these are my best sellers.
They're hard.
Yeah.
Those are hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's bring back the word hard.
Yeah. All right. Done.
Those are
hard.
Or
Sundays
what's your math?
Meanwhile, at the Hall
I tried to send what's your math to a zennial or not a
zennial.
I'm a zennial to a millennial, and they were like, I don't know what the hell.
What's
your math? My bank account? What you want?
Just give them a dial tone phone and see how they deal with that.
You guys. Right. I saw. Yeah. So you guys.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
We say, what's your math?
What's
your
math?
No,
like your digits.
Yeah.
Music the Soul Child used to put that in songs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Did.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody
my God.
Everybody should know that.
Yeah.
You should know that, everybody. All right, you guys. Thank you for being here. And, you know, I ask you this every week, but, you know, write to me and let me know. DM me. What will you start up today? Be kind, be good to each other, and execute that idea. Go for it. Be well. See you.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.